Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 7.
El libro de Esther, capítulo 7.
And I want to speak a message here from chapter 7, and I'll say the title here in a moment, but let's read verses 1 through 6 of the book of Esther, chapter 7. Chapter 7, 1 through 6.
Queremos leer en Esther 7, versículos 1 a 6.
And it says, so the king and Haman went into the feast with Queen Esther. And on the second day, as they were drinking wine after the feast, the king again said to Esther, what is your wish, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to half of my kingdom, it will be fulfilled. Then Queen Esther answered, if I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted me for my wish, and my people for my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we have been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have been silent, for our affliction is not to be compared with the loss to the king. Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, who is he, and where is he, who has dared to do this? And Esther said, a foe and enemy, the wicked Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. And I want to read verses 5 and 6 again. The king says to Queen Esther, who is he and where is he who has dared to do this? And Esther said, a foe and an enemy, the wicked Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. And I want to speak with you for a few minutes this morning on the title of Exposing Haman's Plot.
Les quiero hablar en esta mañana sobre descubriendo el plan de Amán.
Exposing Haman's Plot.
Descubriendo el plan de Amán.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you now for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to share your heart with your people. I pray, Lord, that you would remove any barrier, Lord, that would hinder the speaking of your word. And I pray that, Lord, you would speak clearly into our hearts, for you are Almighty God. We ask for your blessing upon this part of the service in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.
Amen.
The book of Esther is a very interesting book in the Bible.
El libro de Esther es un libro muy interesante en la Biblia.
This book is actually describing the time when the Jews have been there in Babylon, or ultimately there in Babylon during the Persian Empire.
Este libro describe cuando los judíos estaban en Babilonia durante el reino imperial de Persia.
An interesting fact about this book,
y algo muy interesante de este libro,
is that this book, the book of Esther, never mentions God's name.
Este libro nunca menciona el nombre de Dios.
And yet, as you read through the book of Esther,
sin embargo, mientras leemos este libro,
we can see that God clearly orchestrates all of its events.
Podemos ver claramente que Dios orquestó todos sus eventos.
In Esther chapter 4, verse 14,
en Esther 4, 14,
we see that God chose Esther to be where she was for such a time as this.
Leemos que Dios escogió a Esther a estar en ese lugar que donde estaba durante un tiempo como ese.
And what we see throughout the book is God's sovereignty.
Y miramos en el libro que Dios es soberano.
God would preserve his people there in this kingdom.
Y Dios protegió a su pueblo allí en ese reino.
And ultimately, God would show that everything is under his control.
Y Dios enseñó que últimamente todo está abajo de su control.
In the story of Esther,
en la historia de Esther,
we find that there is this diabolical plan to destroy the Jews.
Leemos que había un plan diabólico para destruir a los judíos.
Satan has plans.
Satanás tiene planes.
Plans to destroy.
Para destruir.
To bring destruction.
Para traer destrucción.
He has plans against you and against me.
Planes en contra de ti y de mí.
And in this story we see this wicked man by the name of Haman.
Y en esta historia leemos de un hombre malvado quien se llamó Amán.
Haman is full of pride.
Amán estaba lleno de orgullo.
He's puffed up.
Él pensaba mucho de él mismo.
He thinks everything revolves around him.
Él pensó que todo el mundo estaba, que él era muy importante en ese mundo.
And what we see in the story of Esther,
y leemos en la historia de Esther,
is that certain circumstances began to fall into place as God begins to counter the plans of Satan.
Que algunas circunstancias pasaron para enseñar que Dios era soberano sobre los males planes.
We don't always understand the ways of God.
No vamos a entender las maneras de Dios siempre.
But here, in this kingdom of Persia,
pero en este reino de Persia,
there is the king named King Ahasuerus.
Había el rey quien se llamaba Ahasuerus.
And it was there in Susa that his kingdom resided, or his temple resided.
Y él tenía su templo allí.
And we see that he, his wife Vashti was called, as we kind of bring this big story down into a nutshell.
Y viendo la historia en total, vemos que él tenía esposa quien se llamaba Vashti.
He wanted Vashti to present herself before the king and his other men to see her beauty.
Él quería que su esposa Vashti se presentaba sobre todos los hombres allí del reino.
And Vashti said no.
Y su esposa Vashti dijo no.
I'm not going to do what the king has asked.
Yo no haré lo que el rey me ha pedido.
And to disobey this kind of king in those days,
y en desobedecer un rey en esos tiempos,
could mean that you are pretty much sealing your fate in their hand. That he would kill him.
Enseñaba que estaba de seguridad que ella iba a ser matada.
They demanded obedience.
Los reyes demandaban obediencia.
And so she refuses the king's command.
Ella negó su petición del rey.
And ultimately, she is replaced with Queen Esther.
Y últimamente entró Esther para tomar su lugar.
Her uncle has told her, Mordecai, don't reveal that you are Jewish.
El tío de Esther, Mordecai, le dijo a Esther, no debes de revelar que eres judía.
Mordecai has raised Esther as his own daughter.
Mordecai tomó cuidado de la vida de Esther como hija de él.
For she had lost her parents. The scripture is silent as to what happened to them.
La escritura no nos dice qué pasó, pero Esther no tenía sus padres.
But she's chosen to be the queen.
Y Esther fue escogida, elegida de ser esposa del rey.
And then as the story progresses, Mordecai begins to do things that are right.
Y mientras leemos la historia, su tío Mordecai hizo cosas buenas.
He discovers that there's a plot against the king.
Pero él descubrió que había un plan horrible para destruir al rey.
And so Mordecai tells Queen Esther, look, these people are going to try to kill the king.
Mordecai le dijo a su sobrina Esther, mira, esta gente quiere matar al rey.
And so they investigated the situation.
Investigaron la situación.
Found it to be true.
Y lo hallaron ser verdad.
And so they killed these two men that were out to kill the king.
Entonces mataron a los dos hombres que tenían plan de matar al rey.
Now, in this kingdom of Ahasuerus,
en este reino de Asuero,
and the law of the Persians was such,
y la ley de Persia era,
that if the law was made by the king, it could not be changed.
Que si una ley era establecida del rey, no se podía cambiar.
And so something begins to happen.
Y algo empezó a pasar.
Mordecai is a godly Jew.
Mordecai era un hombre que amaba a Dios, era judío.
He loves the Lord with all of his heart.
Él amaba a Dios con todo corazón.
And there's a man by the name of Haman.
Pero había hombre quien se llamaba Amán.
And he begins to advance in the kingdom to a place where people should honor him.
Y Amán avanzó al lugar en el reino y la gente debía de honrarlo.
And one time, he begins to pass before Mordecai.
Y una vez pasó delante de Mordecai.
And he expected Mordecai to bow down to him.
Y esperó que Mordecai debía de rodearse delante de él.
But Mordecai says in his heart, I will not bow down to any man. I only bow down to God alone.
Y Mordecai dijo, yo no me voy a poner de rodilla delante de ningún hombre, solamente delante de Dios.
So he doesn't bow down before Haman.
Y no se puso en rodilla delante de Amán.
There's nothing worse than offending someone that is full of pride.
No hay nada peor de ofender a alguien que tiene orgullo.
And so Haman gets angry at Mordecai.
Entonces Amán se enojó tanto en contra de Mordecai.
And he begins to scheme and he begins to connive this plan.
Entonces él empezó a tener un plan horrible.
On how to destroy Mordecai.
De cómo destruir al hombre Mordecai.
And this plan wouldn't be limited to Mordecai alone.
Pero no iba a parar con Mordecai solamente.
But it would move after he finds out that Mordecai is a Jew.
Iba a seguir después que él entendió que Mordecai era judío.
He begins to connive a plan to destroy all the Jews.
Entonces él empezó a tener un plan para destruir a todos los judíos.
And so Haman begins to talk to the king and he subtly tells him about a certain people that he should get rid of.
Amán empezó a hablar al rey y le dice, debemos de destruir algunos grupos de gente.
In verse 9 of chapter 3, Haman says, if it please the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those that have charge of the king's business.
En Esther 3:9, si place al rey, decrete que sean exterminados, y yo entregaré 10,000 talentos de plata a los que manejan la hacienda para que sean ingresados a los tesoros del rey.
And in verses 10 through 11, the king listens to Haman.
Y en versículos 10 y 11, el rey escuchó las palabras de Amán.
He gives him his signet ring.
Y le dio su...
verse 10. Signet ring.
Su anillo de su mano.
And this ring would contain the ability to make a law of the Persians in the name of the king.
Y con ese anillo, él podía cambiar la ley del Persia.
And verse 11 says, and the king said to Haman, the money is given to you, the people also do with them as seems good to you.
Versículo 11 dice, y le dijo, la plata que ofreces sea para ti, y asimismo el pueblo, para que hagas de él lo que bien te parezca.
And so Haman's plan of destruction is ready to go forward.
Entonces el plan horrible de Amán estaba listo para seguir adelante.
He's created a law to wipe out all the Jews from this Persian kingdom.
Él creó la ley para destruir a todos los judíos de la reina de Persia.
And so the news gets around to Mordecai what's going on in chapter 4.
Y en capítulo 4 las nuevas llegó a Mordecai.
Mordecai begins to humble himself before God. He begins to weep and fast, and Esther hears about what's going on.
En capítulo 4 leemos que Mordecai se humilló delante de Dios. Empezó a orar y a ayunar. y pedirle a Dios. Y luego Esther escuchó lo que estaba pasando también.
And she says, "What's going on, Mordecai?"
Y le preguntó, ¿qué está pasando, Mordecai?
And Mordecai sends this message to Esther about this plan to destroy the Jews, all of them.
Y Mardoqueo mandó el plan a Esther para que ella entendía que los judíos iban a ser destruidos.
And so Esther hears what is happening.
Y Esther escuchó lo que estaba pasando.
And she hears how that Mordecai is saying, you need to talk to the king about this.
Y Esther escuchó que, y le dijo, debes de hablarle al rey de esto.
And she says to Mordecai, it's impossible to go to the king unless you've been invited.
Y Esther explicó, es imposible pararme delante del rey porque no pasa así, solamente si él me llama a mí.
Look at Esther chapter 4, verses 12 through 14.
Miren conmigo Esther 4, 12 a 14.
And it says, and they told Mordecai what Esther had said, and Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all other Jews.
Llevó a Mordecai las palabras de Esther, y Mordecai dijo que le respondiera a Esther, no piensas que escaparás en la casa del rey más que cualquier otro judío.
For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Porque si callas absolutamente en este tiempo, respiro y liberación vendrá de alguna otra parte para los judíos, mas tú y la casa de tu padre pereceráis. Y quién sabe si para esta hora has llegado al reino.
And what we're beginning to see is God's sovereignty.
Y aquí vemos que Dios es soberano.
God is on the throne.
Dios está en el reino.
God is in control.
Dios está en control.
And what is happening here is this plan to destroy the Jews is now going to go forward.
Y ahora vemos que el plan horrible para destruir a los judíos está avanzando.
And Mordecai tells Esther, you don't even realize that you have been put in the place that you are for such a time as this.
Y Mordecai le dice a su sobrina Esther que ella está en ese lugar para ese tiempo.
God knows what he's doing.
Dios sabe lo que hace.
He allowed Esther to become the queen.
Él dejó que Esther fuera la reina.
God knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end.
Dios conoce el principio del fin y el fin del principio.
And so Esther is in the appropriate place for intervention.
Y Esther estaba en lugar para para traer ayuda.
In a similar way, God allowed Joseph to experience what he experienced by being rejected by his own brothers.
En la misma manera, Dios dejó que Josué sentía esa que fue rechazado de sus hermanos para estar en su lugar.
It was ultimately God's plan to make him be in Egypt for such a time as he would be.
Últimamente, para que él estuviera en Egipto en ese tiempo.
God would use all of these things to spare life.
Y Dios usó cada cosa de estos para liberar la vida.
God is a sovereign God.
Dios es un Dios soberano.
He's a big God.
Es un Dios grande.
He is in control.
Él está en control.
And in the same way that he was in control here as in this time that we are reading about.
En la misma manera que él estaba en control y soberano en el libro de que estamos leyendo.
God is even in control of what's going on in the United States of America today.
Aún Dios está en control de nuestra nación aquí en los Estados Unidos.
Satan is still devising plans of destruction.
Satanás continúa haciendo planes para destrucción.
And God is able to stop the plans of the enemy.
Pero Dios puede parar los planes del enemigo.
He's big.
Él es grande.
Our God is mighty.
Nuestro Dios es poderoso.
And God is able to surprise the enemy.
Y Dios puede sorprender al enemigo.
And so Esther tells Mordecai.
Esther le dijo a su tío Mordecai.
Mordecai, you and I and all of these, the ladies that are with me.
Mordecai, usted y yo. Y todas estas conmigo.
Go and gather all the Jews together and fast for 3 days, night and day, so that I will, before I go, and approach the king.
Únense todas las personas, los judíos, y vamos a desayunar por 3 días y orar.
And then I love the second part of verse 16 where it says, then I will go to the king, and though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish.
En verso 16, el último parte dice, entonces entraré a ver al rey, aunque no sea conforme a la ley, si perezco, que perezca.
And so God is about to move the things in their place to counter the plan of the enemy.
Entonces Dios está listo aquí para orquestar las cosas para descubrir el plan horrible.
And so Esther prepares a banquet.
Esther entonces preparó una banqueta.
And she begins to kind of hang around the palace.
Y ella estaba allí donde estaba el rey.
And chapter 5 verse 2 says, and when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, she won favor in his sight.
Versículo 2 de capítulo 5 dice, cuando el rey vio a la reina Esther que estaba en el patio, la miró complacido y le extendió el cetro de oro que tenía en la mano. Entonces,
And like it says there, he put out the golden scepter that was in his hand towards her. That means that he had accepted her.
Esto quería decir que el rey aceptó a Esther.
She found favor in the king's sight.
Y ella halló favor en ojos del rey.
It was against the law for this to happen.
Esto era en contra de la ley.
But there are always exceptions to the rule.
Pero siempre hay excepciones a las reglas.
She found favor.
Ella halló favor.
You see, the Jews and Mordecai and the women that were with her were fasting and praying for God's favor.
Porque las mujeres y Esther y Mordecai estaban ayunando y orando a Dios y ella halló favor.
And so he asked her, what do you need, Esther?
Y le preguntó a Esther, ¿qué necesitas?
And so she says, I prepared a feast for you.
Y ella contestó, yo he preparado una banqueta para ti.
And I've prepared it for you and for Haman.
Le he preparado para ti y para Amán.
And so they eat this food and everything seems to be going all right.
Entonces comieron la comida y todo se parecía muy bien.
Haman's pride is puffed up even more.
Aún el orgullo de Amán estaba más creciendo.
Look at chapter 5, verse 9.
Versículo 9 de capítulo 5.
And Haman went out that day joyful and glad of heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he neither rose nor trembled before him, he was filled with wrath against Mordecai.
Dice, salió Amán aquel día contento y alegre de corazón, pero cuando vio a Mordecai a la puerta del palacio del rey, que no se levantaba ni se movía de su lugar, se llenó de contra Mordecai.
And so he's all happy he was able to go into this feast with Esther, the queen.
Amán estaba alegre que pudo entrar a la banqueta con el rey y Esther.
And he tells his family all about it.
Y le dice a su familia de todo lo que pasó.
But then he tells them about the other side of the story.
Pero también les dice de las otras cosas.
He sees Mordecai.
Él vio a Mordecai.
And his wrath begins to boil, his anger. He's upset with Mordecai.
Y su ira en contra de Mordecai creció.
And so they said, let's build some gallows to kill Mordecai with. Hang him upon. Verse 14.
Okay, en verso 14, entonces dijeron que querían... 14?
Yeah.
Okay, hagan una horca de 50 codos de altura para colgar a Mordecai.
And so in chapter 6, we begin to see just the downfall of Haman beginning to happen.
En capítulo 6, leemos de la caída, cómo empezó.
Remember, Mordecai had exposed a plan to destroy the king.
Recuerde, Mordecai había descubrido el plan de destruir al rey.
And we see that this king couldn't sleep that night.
Y el rey no podía dormir esa noche.
And so he asks for these chronicles to be read to him about good things that people had done for the king.
Y el rey pidió que unas crónicas fueran leídas a él para poder descansar mejor.
And they happened to come upon the place where Mordecai had delivered the king from a plot to kill him.
Y leyeron y describieron la área que Mordecai describió el plan que era para destruir al rey.
We have a sovereign God.
Tenemos un Dios soberano.
God has given the queen favor.
Dios le dio favor a la reina.
And now he's keeping the king awake.
Y ahora el rey no puede dormir.
He happens to find out about Mordecai.
Y por causa oyó de Mordecai.
So he calls in Haman from the court.
Y le llamó a Amán.
And he says, what should I do for the person that I delight to honor?
Y le preguntó, Amán, ¿qué debo hacer para la persona que quiero honrar?
And of course, Haman thinks, because he's always thinking about himself, he thinks, oh, he's talking about me.
Y Amán, siempre pensando de él mismo, él pensó, ay, está hablando de mí.
And so, look at verse 6, the middle part, it says, and Haman said to himself, whom would the king delight to honor more than me?
En capítulo 6, versículo 6, dice, entró pues Amán y... Oh, ¿a quién el rey quiere honrar más que a mí?
And so he says all of these things that the king should do, assuming it's himself.
Y Amán, pensando que era él, mencionó muchas cosas que el rey debía de hacer.
And then verse 10 is an amazing verse.
Pero versículo 10 es un verso interesante.
It says, then the king said to Haman, hurry and take the robes and the horse, as you have said, and do so to Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Leave out nothing that you have mentioned.
Entonces el rey dijo, Amán, date prisa, toma el vestido y el caballo, como tú has dicho, y haz así con el judío Mordecai.
God is about to expose this plan of Haman to destroy the Jews.
Aquí Dios iba a descubrir, enseñar el plan horrible de Amán para destruir los judíos.
Haman thinks that that the king wants to honor him.
Amán pensaba que el rey quería honrarle a él.
And instead, Haman has to go and honor Mordecai in the way he thought he was going to be honored.
Y en vez de eso, Amán tenía que honrar a Mordecai en la manera que él pensaba él iba a ser honrado.
This humiliated Haman, as you can see in verse 12.
En versículo 12 leemos que esto trajo mucho avergüenza a Amán.
And they begin to realize that Haman's fall was just ahead of him.
Y reconocieron que la caída de Amán estaba un poco adelante.
You see, Queen Esther had invited them to another feast.
Porque la reina Esther les invitó a otra banqueta.
And now they're going to come to the feast.
Y iban a venir a esa cena.
You can see in verse 14 it says, while they were yet talking to him, the king's eunuchs arrived and hurried to bring Haman to the feast that Esther had prepared.
Aún estaban ellos hablando con él cuando los eunucos del rey llegaron a fin de llevar a Amán al banquete de Esther había dispuesto.
God is able to expose the plans of the enemy.
Dios está tiene la habilidad para descubrir los planes del enemigo.
God is able to move even in our day.
Y Dios se puede mover aún en nuestro día.
And so they come to this feast.
Llegaron a este banquete.
And they're there, both Haman and the king, drinking wine and celebrating together.
Y el rey y Amán estaban ahí celebrando, tomando vino.
In verse 3 of chapter 7, she says, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted for my wish, and my people for my request."
Entonces, versículo 3 dice, "Entonces la reina Esther respondió, oh rey, si he hallado gracia en tus ojos, y si place al rey, que se me concede la vida, esa es mi petición."
There was this plan devised to destroy all the Jews.
Había este plan horrible para destruir a todos los judíos.
But God in his sovereignty allowed Esther to become the queen.
Pero Dios era soberano y dejó que Esther sería la reina.
God allowed Mordecai to find out about a plan to destroy the king.
Dios dejó que Mordecai supiera del plan para destruir al rey.
God allowed the king to honor Mordecai.
Y Dios dejó que el rey honraba a Mordecai.
God gave the queen favor.
Dios le dio favor a la reina.
And all of this worked together to expose this plot to destroy the Jews.
Y todo trabajó unido para descubrir el plan horrible para destruir a los judíos.
And Haman ultimately ends up exposed before the king.
Últimamente Amán fue descubierto delante del rey.
In verse 6 it says, "And Esther said, a foe and enemy, the wicked Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen."
Esther dijo, "El enemigo y adversario de este malvado Amán." Se turbó Amán entonces delante del rey y de la reina.
And the intention of the king was to destroy Haman.
La intención de el rey era para destruir a Amán.
And ultimately Haman would die on the very gallows he had prepared to hang Mordecai on.
Y últimamente Amán iba a ser colgado para morir. En el mismo lugar que él había preparado para matar a los judíos.
You can see in verse 10, the king said, "Hang him on that." These were the gallows that he had prepared to hang Mordecai on. It says, "So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the wrath of the king was abated."
Leemos en versículo 10, "Así colgaron a Amán en la horca que había hecho preparar para Mordecai. Y se apaciguó la ira del rey."
What are you trying to tell us, Pastor?
¿Qué nos estás diciendo, Pastor?
The enemy is always devising plans against you and me for our destruction.
El enemigo siempre tiene planes en contra de usted y de mí.
But you and I serve a living God.
Pero usted y yo servimos a un Dios viviente.
We serve a God that is on the throne.
Un Dios que está en su trono.
And what the enemy means for evil, God is able to turn around for good.
Y lo que el enemigo entiende para mal, Dios puede cambiar para su gloria.
Many of these things that we're talking about can involve our personal lives.
Muchas de estas cosas de cual hablamos puede estar acerca de nuestra vida personalmente.
This can also involve what's going on in our community and even in our nation.
También puedes hablar acerca de lo que pasa en nuestra comunidad o nación.
We have an enemy that wants to destroy us.
Tenemos enemigo que quiere destruirnos.
But we serve a God that is able to deliver us.
Pero servimos a un Dios que nos puede liberar.
And so I encourage you, like Mordecai and like Esther,
yo quiero animarles, como that, Mordecai y Esther,
that we as his people draw near to God and stay in intimate relationship with him.
Como gente de Dios, debemos acercarnos a Dios y quedarnos en una relación íntima con él.
Because we may not always understand what is happening in our lives or what is going on or why it's happened that way.
Porque no vamos a siempre entender perfectamente lo que está pasando alrededor.
But as we keep our trust in the Lord,
pero mientras guardamos nuestra confianza en Dios,
God is going to show himself strong on our behalf.
Dios se va a presentar fuerte en nuestra vida.
Satan will try to do what he can do.
Satanás va a tratar de hacer lo que él quiere hacer.
But God is able to surprise us with how he exposes the enemy.
Pero Dios puede sorprendernos en la manera que él revela o descubre los planes males del enemigo.
With all that we're seeing going on in the world today.
En todo lo que estamos mirando al mundo alrededor.
We need to be careful that we don't take our eyes off of Christ and begin to look to the left and to the right.
Tenemos que guardarnos y tener cuidado que no miramos a la derecha ni la izquierda.
No, we need to keep our eyes fixed upon God and put our trust in him.
Tenemos que mantener nuestros ojos en él y guardar nuestra confianza en él.
And our prayer should be God's work out your will and your will only to be done.
Y debemos de orar que sea tu voluntad, Señor, y solamente su voluntad.
Stop the plans of the devil.
Pare los planes horribles del enemigo.
Expose the enemy.
Descubre exponiendo las planes males del enemigo.
For Lord, it's in you that we put our trust.
Porque es en ti, Señor, que tenemos nuestra confianza.
God is able.
Dios puede.
God is on the throne.
Dios está en su trono.
God is still sovereign.
Y Dios sigue siendo soberano.
And we can rest in him. Amen.
Y podemos descansar en él.
It might seem like everything is going crazy.
Puede parecer que todas las cosas están locas.
We don't even know what's going on with the presidency right now.
Ni sabemos lo que está pasando con la elección del presidente.
But remember, it's God that raises up and it's God that tears down.
Recuerde, es Dios quien levanta y Dios quien abaja los líderes.
We've done our part.
Hemos hecho nuestra parte.
And now we run to God and say, God, your will be done.
Ahora corremos a Dios y decimos, Señor, que sea tu voluntad.
If there's wickedness, expose it, Lord.
Si hay cosas malvados, descúbrelo, Señor.
Amen.
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 Let's stand.
Vamos a pararnos en pie.
I am so grateful that the God that I serve is sovereign.
Estoy muy agradecido que el Dios que servimos es soberano.
He knows what he's doing.
Él sabe lo que hace.
And because he knows what he's doing, we don't have to fear, we don't have to fret.
Y no tenemos que tener temor o ansia.
God gives us great peace.
Dios nos da su paz.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and let's pray together, asking for the Lord to fix our eyes upon his sovereignty.
Vamos a orar que Dios nos ayude a poner nuestros ojos en él, porque él es soberano.
Lord, we are grateful for the story that is told in the book of Esther. Even though your name is not mentioned throughout, your sovereignty and your power is mentioned throughout every chapter. Lord, you show that you are in sovereign control. Nothing escapes your sight. And Lord, we are living, Lord God, in a time that we want to hold to your steadfast hand. Forgive us, Lord, when we've looked to the left and to the right. And I pray that, Lord, we would fix our eyes upon you, who is the sovereign Lord. Lord, you have raised us up for such a time as this.
Yes.
And I pray that, Lord, you would give us the grace and the understanding of our place, of what we should be doing for you and for your kingdom. I pray, Lord, that we would not fear what the enemy throws at us. Instead, we pray that you would give us the ability to run to you and to trust in you. Help us to be intimate with you so that, Lord, we would know that you are truly going to work everything together for our good, even as you promised. Lord, even though everything seems to be in chaos, Lord, many questions arise in our hearts. We are grateful that, Lord, you show through the story of Esther that you are in sovereign control, that you have the ability to expose the plots of the enemy. Lord, he is diabolical, wicked, sinister in his devising of plans of destruction. But we pray that, Lord, you would expose every plan of the enemy against us as individuals, against our church, against, Lord God, even America itself. And so we pray that, Lord, you would do what only you can do, Sovereign Lord. And we put our trust in you. Help us to have eyes like flint, Lord, fixed upon you and you alone. Forgive us when we've been distracted. Help us to draw near to you in this time.
Yes, God.
And Lord, we pray that you would be with all, Lord God, that are in this congregation, those that are online. We pray that you'd minister to every heart. And thank you for reminding us of your sovereignty, that you are on the throne. You haven't lost control in one iota, one bit. And so we can rest in you. Thank you that we can rest in your sovereignty. And we put our trust in you this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.